Today's class continues our Hanuman series, and today's class is about the god of wind, and we're going to do a Kapalabhati study. Hello and welcome to episode 212 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you for joining us today. I want to continue to thank some people this morning. I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing at squeeze.ca for my yoga clothes. I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo top today with it's a gray one with a really subtle vine pattern on it, and it's really nice. And I'm wearing a bamboo tank underneath it. A razorback tank, it comes in. It's really nice. Maybe if it gets warm in here, I might take my long sleeve top off, but it is winter, so we'll see. And I'm wearing moss green leggings. And then I want to thank Dusky Leaf too for my yoga mat. I'm using the rubber mat. I like that one, and I'm probably going to have a different mat to show you in a few weeks. And then today you're going to need your blocks. I love my cork blocks because they're really nice and heavy and stable. And I wanted to let you know about our membership site. We've been filming hippie shorts all week this week. They're based on one of my most popular videos of all time, which is Happy Hips, and that's a long video. It's over an hour long. And so since it's been one of my most popular videos, it's a seven-year-old video now. We filmed it back in 2007. I thought, wouldn't it be great to take some of the ideas from that video and break them down to shorter 10 to 20 minute videos that you could do when you're short on time. And so that's what we've been doing. We've got 10 short videos, and they're going to be available on the membership site. So if you're a member, you'll have access to that. If you're not, you can become a member by going to our website at melissawest.com, and you can sign up to become a member there. And just want to give a shout out to all the new members on our membership site as well. And also, if you are a member, one of the things we're doing right now is, every month we have a book club on there. And in the book that we're reading right now, there was a section on parenting, and it gave me a really great idea to do. We do online retreats in our membership site, and I thought it would be great to do a mindful parenting retreat, because we had such a great time in our winter solstice retreat, including our kids in the retreat with some of the yoga, some of the meditation stuff that we did. And some crafts that we did too, and the kids loved it, and we loved including our kids. And so I was thinking of holding this on Valentine's weekend. So in North America, Valentine's Day is on February 14th. So we could do it on that weekend, 14th, 15th, 16th, and we could do Valentine's themed crafts and things like that. So if you're a member and you're interested, let me know. I put it in the content request section. Leave your comments there and let me know if you're interested in that. Thank you for your 5-star reviews from iTunes. Here's one from Turkey, from Sansur Tuveg, and I'm sorry about the pronunciation of your name, but they say, Melissa's road is a road where everybody can find a light for themselves. Thank you, Melissa. So thank you for leaving your 5-star reviews on iTunes. Okay, let's get to our yoga for today. So go ahead and rest back on your back. Lie down in a way that is comfortable. If your low back is tender, you can always place a bolster underneath your knees or roll up a blanket underneath your knees, or even bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. Tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. Check that your back of your neck is long and that your chin and your forehead is at the same level. And then take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to Arrive here now to take this next hour for yourself. So as we learned last week, Hanuman is half monkey, half human, a Hindu deity who is the son of the wind god. And as you know, we need air to sustain our life, and breath is life. So Hanuman is also called Pran Dev, the god of breath or life. And it is said that Vayu, his father, taught him breath practice, pranayama, which he in turn taught to all human beings. So today we will focus on one style of breath, one style of pranayama called Kapalabhati, in order to honor Hanuman. So just like Hanuman was taught breath by Vayu, his father, and then he in turn taught it to all human beings, today we're going to undertake a study of breath. So Kapalabhati breath, according to Sandra Sabatini, is a cleansing breath that removes impurities from your lungs so that you may become lighter and clearer. And it doesn't take a lot of strength to remove these impurities from your lungs or your life for that matter, but rather an alert focus towards what you're doing. Sandra Sabatini says that Kapalabhati can be as soft as a butterfly. Once you remove the impurities from your lungs, the fresh oxygen that rides in on your inhalation is said to be incredibly nourishing to your alveoli. So bring awareness to your breath right now. Notice your breath as it comes into your body. Notice your breath as it moves out of your body. And be particularly aware of your lungs. Feel your lungs filling with air. And feel your lungs emptying with air. Are you being nourished by your breath in this moment? So there's no right or wrong or better best answer here. We're just exploring and investigating. And ask yourself, what impurities or toxins would you like to release from your life at this time? And what would nurture and support you most in your life right now? Kapalabhati can clear the way. Sandra Sabatini says, whenever you're in doubt about what to do in your yoga practice, start with Kapalabhati breath. It clears away the cobwebs. So do you have any doubts or uncertainties in your life right now? Are you looking for clarity? Set your intention to ask for clarity around any issue with which you are experiencing confusion. Kapalabhati breath also frees your spine. Your body will become rooted down below and ready to receive from above. Kapalabhati will send your pelvis and legs to the ground and your spine upwards if you allow this to happen. So take a moment now to notice your legs and your pelvis and become aware of your spine. Allow your spine to be loose, pliable, flexible, giving, free, open, easy, gentle, soft, yielding, limber, and bending with your breath. Hanuman, the son of the wind god, is the breath that unites Sita and Ram. Sita and Ram. Kapalabhati is said to bring things together, just in the same way that Hanuman brings Sita and Ram together in lots of stories that we'll learn about over the course of this series. So reflect on your life right now. Is there any aspect of your life in which you are experiencing a lack of cohesion? And even if one side of your body, actually just take a moment right now and divide your body in half. Along your spine, using your spine as a midline. And notice if one side of your body feels more alive than the other. Maybe one side might feel less responsive or maybe a little more dull than the other. So Kapalabhati can be really useful to help to ignite your nervous system and root that one side of your body that feels less responsive or more dull. So ask yourself if there's any part of your life where you're experiencing a lack of cohesion, where you're looking for cohesion, and set some intention to bring that union, yoga union, whether it be in your body, or an aspect of your life. And finally, Kapalabhati is a great breath practice for letting go. So allow your attention to move deep within your body. Do you notice any tension or any holding on? Kapalabhati can allow you to release so many things. Sandra Sabatini says it can even allow you to release a stern attitude. I like that wording, stern attitude. So set your intention for anything that you would like to let go of during your yoga practice today. So reflecting back on all these aspects of Kapalabhati, of the cleansing, releasing of the spine, letting go, cohesion, grounding, ask yourself what it is that you would like to receive from your yoga today, of how, what it is you're trying to create in your life and how your yoga can best help you create that in your life right now. And form your intention for your yoga practice today. And then you can stay resting back on your back. And I think there's probably only going to be about four postures today because it's going to be very focused on our breath practice today, on our Kapalabhati breath practice day. We're going to be doing that breath practice in four different postures to really explore how it affects the movement of our spine and clearing, cleansing, letting go, all these things that we've discussed so far. So you're going to stay lying on your back, and you can bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. Okay, so let's just do Kapalabhati first. And the way that it works is that it's an active exhalation with a passive inhalation. And you draw your navel back towards your spine as you exhale through your nose. And then you relax your belly, and the inhale comes in passively. So the way that we're going to do it today is you're going to do 10 to 15 short bursts of exhalation, and then you're going to inhale, exhale, inhale normally. And then we're going to go back to Kapalabhati. Do that 10 to 15 times. We're going to repeat that Kapalabhati 10 to 15 times each time in a posture. So let's try that. You know, it's snowing outside now. It looks really pretty, actually. I don't think the video camera will pick it up. It's so light. Okay, so you're going to inhale Kapalabhati. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, and Kapalabhati again. Inhale, exhale. Inhale. Kapalabhati again. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and one more time. Breathe out. Breathe in. Great. Okay, so let's just discuss that for a moment here. So the opportunity is in the breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, is that you get to check in with your body again. You get to check in and feel the effects of the Kapalabhati breath. You get to feel if there's more freedom and movement in your spine, if you can feel your pelvis dropping and more movement in your upper spine. When you're doing the Kapalabhati breath, you want, as I mentioned in the beginning of the class, for there to be fluidity, ease, movement in your upper thoracic spine. So it shouldn't be rigid or tight holding in the upper spine, okay? There's going to be movement in it. Also remember that the Kapalabhati breath can be as light as a butterfly, so it doesn't need to be really forcefully. You're going to exhaust yourself in this class if you do that. Just let it be light as a butterfly. Okay, so we're going to do Kapalabhati again with your right knee into your chest. If you have no knee issues, you can hold on your shin. If you do have a knee issue, hold on behind your shin. So remember, if you're having any issues with Kapalabhati breath, you can go slower. It makes it easier. It's active exhalation through your nose, drawing your navel back to your spine. Passive inhalation. So the inhalation, your breath in, comes in like a vacuum. Okay, so you're going to inhale 10 quick exhales, and then we'll do that inhale, exhale, inhale, where you feel the effects of your breath. Here we go. Inhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Kapalabhati again. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And one more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And just take a moment to notice the effects of this breath on the side. And then release your right leg down. Okay, so now you're going to draw your left knee into your chest. Remember, if you have any knee issues, to hold on behind your knee. And we're going to do that whole thing again on your left knee. So take a deep breath in. Kapalabhati, let your spine be nice and free. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And again. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Light as a feather. Let your spine be really free. See if you can feel your pelvis and your legs dropping. Breathe out and draw your knee into your chest and see if there's been any opening in the back of your pelvis, any freedom and movement in your spine, any dropping into the ground. Just notice what you feel, the effects of this posture. And then go ahead and release your leg down. And then for our next Kapalabhati study, we're going to do bridge pose Setu Bandhasana. So you're going to need, you could use a block for this. And place the block in between your legs. And we're going to do the same thing. So you're going to press into your feet and lift your pelvis up off the ground. So do the 10 Kapalabhati breaths, followed by the inhale, exhale, inhale, feeling the effects of the Kapalabhati breath. So here you go, breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And again. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. See if you can feel your legs. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. See if you can notice any fluidity in your spine this time. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. See if you can feel the clearing, the skull cleansing breath this time. Breathe in. Breathe out. And breathe in. And then slowly lower down. Okay, so how are you doing? Tim is loving the dark winter. We're going to do another pose now. So you're going to take the block and you're going to place it between your knees and we're going to do a twist with the Kapala. For goodness sakes, Tim. Gonna do the Kapalabhati breath in a twist. So take your arms out to the side and you're gonna press your feet into the ground and lower your hips over to the left side of your mat and then take your knees over to the right side of your mat so that you're in a twist. So you're gonna be here for a little bit. Turn your chest up towards the ceiling so that you're comfortable. Stack your knees one on top of each other. Make sure your pelvis is perpendicular to the ground. You might even want to place a blanket underneath your shoulders for some support there. And then we're going to do that Kapalabhati breath here as well. And you're going to inhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And again. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Allow there to be movement on your spine. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Let your Kapalabhati be soft like a butterfly. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, one more time, breathe in, Breathe in. Breathe out. And breathe in. Okay, so see if you noticed any effects in your posture, if you noticed any deepening. I noticed my shoulder dropped a lot more towards the ground, so I was able to deepen the twist using that breath. And I don't know if you're noticing when you watch, when you feel it in your own body, or if you see me doing it, that there's a lot of movement in your body and in your spine because of the Kapalabhati. So it's great. I mean, you're moving things out, you're clearing things out. Hopefully you can feel that. Okay, so you're going to come back to the center and untuck your hips, and then just take a moment to feel the difference between the two sides of your body, and you may even start to feel your body connecting with the ground a little bit more. So remember I talked about that. You might even start to feel your body, your nervous system, or just generally a feeling of more alertness as well. Okay, so press into your feet, lift your hips and take them over to the right side of your mat, and then lower your knees over to the left side of your mat so that you're in the twist on the other side. And just notice the difference even between the two sides now that you've already done the one side. Stack up your knees, make sure your hips are perpendicular to the ground, turn your chest up towards the ceiling. And we're going to do the same study on this side. So breathe in. And here we go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And again. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, letting go, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And again. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And again. One more. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feeling the effects. Breathe in. And breathe out. Okay. So just notice if there's more elongation in your spine, if your pelvis is lengthened away, if you're feeling closer to the ground, if there's been some letting go that's happened. And then come on back to center. And check in one more time here with your body, with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Feel the difference from the beginning of the class. Okay, so from here, you're going to come over to kneeling on all fours. Okay, so coming onto all fours, we're going to be doing Anjaneyasana, a version of Hanuman pose, lunge pose. Don't worry, we're not doing full splits, those of you who know about that. Okay, so start by walking your left leg through so that you're opening up your ascending colon first. And you don't need to take a really huge edge here because we are focusing on breath. And oh my goodness, my hips are sore today because of filming all of the hippie shorts right now. Okay, so same breath practice, same study here in a different pose. So it's that big breath in, and then 10 Kapalabhatis. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Come up onto your knee. Same thing. And feel your pelvis dropping and your spine lifting. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And again. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and last one, breathe in, okay, and then release this pose from your body. So in this one, you probably noticed it's really a lot more obvious that pelvis dropping and spine lifting. So you can really feel that a lot more, obviously even more so when you're upright, which is really great. Okay, so let's go ahead and try Anjaneyasana on the other side. So taking a step through with your right foot, and we'll start down for the first one just like we did on the other side. So taking a deep breath in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and come up. Let your spine be nice and light and fluid. Breathe in, breathe out, and breathe in, and again. Breathe in, breathe out, and breathe in. Breathe in, breathe out, and breathe in, and last one, breathe in, breathe out, and breathe in. And then go ahead and release this from your body and make your way down into Shavasana. Okay, so go ahead and make yourself comfortable. And we're just going to check in with your body now and feel the differences from the beginning of class. So one of the things that I'm noticing as I sit here to close out class is that my legs are resting on the ground now, as I sit here now, which they weren't at the beginning of the class. So my hips are a lot more open. And we really didn't do a lot of hip openers at all. We just did that lunge at the end of the class. We did knee to chest pose. We did bridge, thank you, recline twist and lunge pose. And then a lot of breathing. And through all that, there's that dropping of the pelvis and my legs dropped a lot. So I'm going to take you through just a little bit of body awareness right now to allow you to tune into your physical body to see what changes happen because of that Kapalabhati study in just those four postures, to see what a massive difference can happen because of a very minimalist practice. So take a deep breath in and let it fall out of your mouth. And just tune into your physical body and notice if there's any less tension or any less holding from the beginning of the class, if you let go at all. And now divide your body in half using your spine as the midline, paying attention to the right and left sides of your body. And at the beginning of the class, you noticed if one side of your body felt a little bit more alive and alert, or and if you felt a little bit more dullness or less responsiveness on one side. And just notice if you feel your body as a more cohesive unit now at the end of class, if you feel more cohesion across your whole body now. Now tune into your spine. From the base of your spine at your tailbone all the way up to behind the bridge of your nose. And notice if your spine feels more yielding and more limber, more free, more open, easy, gentle, and soft. There's more movement in response to your breath now than there was at the beginning of the class. Tune into your breathing. Notice if there's any changes in your breath. There's more ease of breath movement as you breathe in and out. And finally, Skull Shining Breath is known for being an incredibly clearing breath. So just notice if you have a general feeling of more alertness or clarity, if you just feel more clear and clean than you did at the beginning of the class. So when you're ready, you can begin to allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees and roll to the right side of your mat. Gradually make your way up to seated. So thank you for joining me for episode 212 of Namaste Yoga. I'll see you. Love to hear your comments actually about how this practice affected you. Did you feel it in your spine? Did it make you feel more clear? Did it affect your breath? Did you find that it gave you more cohesion in your body? Leave it in the comments at melissawest.com, or if you're a member, leave your comments on the membership site. Namaste.